From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. At least 8 people are dead in Arkansas after a large tornado cut through the state last night, causing widespread damage. Michael Hiblin with member station KUAR has details from Little Rock.
Storm chasers report the tornado was about a half mile wide and stayed on the ground at least a half hour. Many homes were destroyed, trees knocked down, and tractor trailers blown over. Brian Pruitt was at a church in the town of Valonia. He tells KARK Television he first heard the rumble, then went outside, seeing the tornado.
It was huge, though. It was a dark cloud. I run back in. I was like, man, it's on the way. So we all kind of hunkered down in here. And, fortunately, thank God everybody's okay. There's no injuries that we know of here in this location.
But fatalities were reported elsewhere, and officials fear the death toll will rise as crews continue looking through the rubble. For NPR News, I'm Michael Hiblin in Little Rock.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A series of tornadoes killed at least 17 people in the Midwest on Sunday. All but one of the dead are in Arkansas. One person died in Oklahoma. From member station KUAR in Little Rock, Michael Hiblin reports on one huge twister that swept through Arkansas.
Cell phone video captured the massive tornado, said to be about a half mile wide. In the town of Valonia, Phil Ellis took cover as it passed. He told television station KARK he then came outside to find widespread devastation.
Leveled homes, people looking for family, looking for pets, cars. The people need to get to the hospital, could get to the hospital because their cars are under their houses and it just was a mess.
The Arkansas National Guard has been called out to assist, and shelters have been opened for displaced residents. For NPR News, I'm Michael Hiblin in Little Rock.
Tornado season has arrived and made itself known. Yesterday, an enormous weather front set off a series of tornadoes in the middle of the country. In northeastern Oklahoma, near the border with Kansas and Missouri, one person was killed. And in central Arkansas, at least 16 people died as a tornado struck communities near Little Rock. We spoke a short while ago with Michael Hiblin from member station KUAR. You live and work in the city of Little Rock. It sounds like some of the worst damage was not far from there.
Yeah, the most damage happened just outside of Little Rock. There's a town called Mayflower, and then a community a little further to the north, Valonia, is where we had especially hard hit areas.
Have you been able to hear from people who live in these communities?
Well, indeed, people who were in these communities when the tornado hit just described it as a chaotic atmosphere. One person was on Interstate 40 when this tornado went over the interstate and described traffic coming to a stop and a cloud of debris that was hitting vehicles. You had tractor trailers that were knocked over and just a panicked scene. People once did move on trying to get help. Later on in Valonia, one person who was at an evening church service said people began getting text alerts about the tornado, and this one person, Brian Pruitt, went to the front door of the church, saw the tornado, said it had the familiar sound like a freight train, saw transformers out on power poles flashing, and that's when he said he really became scared. And people huddled inside the church. Thankfully, no one was hurt there inside the church, but unfortunately, as you said, many other fatalities elsewhere.
But it sounds like, at least for many people, the alert system seemed to get to people in time.
If there is any good news in this, it is that there was a whole lot of advance notice. In fact, there had even been reports as early as Friday that we might have severe weather on Sunday. And there were tornado watches and warnings that seemed to be put out well in advance of the tornado coming through. So hopefully people weren't caught off guard by this.
And Michael, are rescue workers still going through these communities and looking for people who might be trapped, still need help?
Yeah, it's been a long night, and this morning only now really getting a full assessment of the damage. Rescue workers, yes, were going through damaged homes during the overnight, looking for anyone who needed help. And this tornado came through not too long before sunset, so it was dark soon afterward. So it's really only with daylight that crews have really been able to get out there and really start making an assessment.
A long night and surely a long road ahead for many families who are going to be rebuilding.
Indeed.
All right, we've been speaking to reporter Michael Hiblin from member station KUAR in Little Rock, Arkansas, about some deadly weather yesterday. Tornadoes hit in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, President Obama wraps up his Asia trip, signing a new defense agreement with the Philippines that gives U.S. forces access to military bases there. How will China react?
But first, a quick check-in in Arkansas, where authorities are searching for survivors in the rubble left by that tornado system that tore through parts of Arkansas, Iowa, and Oklahoma on Sunday. At least 16 people were killed in Arkansas, dozens of homes destroyed, as one Arkansan told CNN.
All at once, we heard the sirens going off, and everybody was told to get to the bathroom, and we did, and we heard just cracking and breaking.
And the tornadoes also hit Kansas, and the National Weather Service is warning that more storms may be heading for Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana today. Michael Hiblin is news director for KUAR in Little Rock. He's in Mayflower, one of the hardest hit towns. What does it look like, Michael?
Well, the devastation is pretty striking. It's in very isolated areas. It's not especially widespread here in this town. But the areas that the tornado did go through, just amazing, especially along Interstate 40. You can see a clear path and where 18-wheelers were knocked off the road, signs were mangled, and trees all over the place. It's a real mess.
Yeah. From the pictures we're seeing, it appears the death toll is going to go higher. Your governor, Mike Beebe, said this may be the worst tornado to hit this area ever?
Possibly. At least he said definitely. You know, in his lifetime, because, yeah, 16 dead. And at this point, the search and rescue is continuing. Volunteers and emergency crews going home to home, really working to make an accounting of everybody who's missing. But Governor Beebe praised efforts. He toured some of the neighborhoods most impacted here, and now he's on his way over to Valonia, which was a second city, also really hard hit.
And Valonia, we understand, very small town. A lot of trailer parks, as we always hear, that they are hardest hit, but very small town. And we saw pictures this morning of people literally crawling over the buildings and yelling, "If you're there, Susan," or whatever the name, say something. And we could hear people yelling from under the rubble.
Yeah, the search, you know, what these people are doing, going around just to make sure that they're aren't any others who might still be alive who can be helped. But Valonia, it was also hard hit by a tornado about 3 years ago. So for another tornado to hit this very small town really is difficult on those folks.
Well, this is reminding us of the mudslide, the horrific mudslide out west, in that it feels as if we're seeing a lot of civilian rescuers, people pouring over this rubble and this debris. What is expected to happen now? I mean, what forces might be coming in to work alongside people?
Well, they've brought in the Arkansas National Guard. There's federal assistance. There are a lot of military folks in Humvees out here doing whatever they can. But the governor also praised volunteers, just people, many of whom have been victims of tornadoes or suffered damage in the past, who have been out with chainsaws and just doing anything that they can to help.
Yeah. And Michael, you've been speaking with people in the area. We are going to, these stories are going to keep coming out of survival, but what are you hearing?
Well, just the dramatic nature of this for the people who had to hunker down. Fortunately, there was a pretty decent heads up that they got that, you know, we had been saying that the weather, the potential for severe weather was possible for several days, but just having to get down with family members and just the description. You always hear the, it sounded like a freight train used, but people saying just the, even the suction, just the pressure that they could feel and the sound, the kind of chugging of this, just sounded terrifying.
Well, we're reminded of last spring's terrible headlines and children in school, just awful. Luckily, this was a weekend. Kids weren't in school, but people were in huge stores. We heard, you know, we know in your area, not, you know, in other areas, but areas that are used to this, there was one big box store that set off the sirens so that people in the store knew that there was a tornado coming. But you spoke with someone who was hunkered down with his child?
Yeah, actually, went underneath the house. Didn't have a safe room or any kind of storm shelter, but actually got underneath the house with their children as this came through. And fortunately, they were okay. But people once the sirens went off, and television news was pretty much telling people that, you know, here is a tornado. It's on the ground, and over the span of like an hour. So it was clear that it was coming, and people took whatever steps they could to find a safe location.
Well, and then afterwards rushed the injured to the hospitals. We're hearing of people brought in by neighbors. One man was strapped to a door by neighbors who used it as a way to bring him to the hospital, and 16 people dead there in Arkansas. Michael Hiblin, news director for KUAR in Little Rock. So thanks so much for taking some time to tell us about it.
My pleasure, Robin.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Several states in the southeast are facing tornado watches and warnings today after a series of tornadoes left a path of destruction in Oklahoma and Arkansas last night. At least 14 people are dead after a twister ripped through two towns outside of Little Rock. Rescue crews are still searching for victims in Bologna and Mayflower. Michael Hiblin with member station KUAR spent the day in Mayflower, and he sent this report.
Driving between Little Rock and Mayflower, traffic slows to a crawl in the place along Interstate 40, where vehicles remain flipped over with wheels in the air. Trees that were in the path of the tornado were ripped apart, metal signs are mangled, and some buildings in the area are now piles of rubble. Mayflower locals like Randy Jones have been sharing stories about where they were when it hit.
We was at, all of us, at my brother's house in the basement. The kids was kind of in the crawl space when the tornado come through. You could just kind of feel it. The noise is like everybody always said, it's like a freight train. And it just kind of, you could feel the walls kind of suction. But we was fortunate to get out of it.
Randy Holland is mayor of Mayflower, a town of about 1,600 people.
I was actually watching it on my back porch, I saw it come across. This thing was so wide, and I think the thing that still sticks in my mind is the sound it made. It was, everybody says it's like a train. It was kind of like that, but it was also a grinding noise. You could just hear things grinding up. I'll never forget that noise as long as I live. Also, it almost just sucked the wind. You could feel it. Actually, second wind. It was crazy.
This morning, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe met with emergency officials to tour a neighborhood that suffered the worst damage.
It's too early to estimate the total damages, and I suspect it'll be a number of days. Right now, the preliminary work is primarily focused on search and rescue, and then security for the rest of the people.
The tornado is estimated to have been about a half mile wide as it cut a path between Mayflower and the nearby town of Bologna, which also saw widespread destruction.
We've obviously got a lot of experience with tornadoes, and any tornado is bad, particularly if it's a direct hit on something. But just looking at the damage, this may be one of the strongest that we've seen. And preliminarily, we haven't done any records check, but it looks like this is the largest loss of life that we've seen in one tornado incident since I've been governor.
President Obama also spoke with local leaders, offering assistance from the federal government. Meanwhile, rescue crews are going from house to house in affected areas, checking for more victims. For NPR News, I'm Michael Hiblin in Little Rock.